In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A couple weeks ago, in my monthly children's homily, I talked to the kids and to all of you about the baptism of Jesus. And I reminded them that when God's voice comes down from above, as Jesus rises up from the waters of the River Jordan, the words we hear are, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And the funny thing about that is that Jesus, who did so much in his 3 years of public ministry, on the day of his baptism, hadn't yet done any of it. So what was it exactly that God was pleased with? I then gave an absolutely inspired answer to that question, which I'm sure you all remember. But that was another sermon and another day. But this day, the Gospel of Matthew presents us with another riddle to ponder. The passage we hear today from Matthew comes shortly after the baptism by John. Between that passage and this one, Jesus spends 40 days in the desert, tempted by Satan, an event we'll hear about soon, since Lent is just around the corner, if you can believe it. So when today's passage begins, as far as we know, Jesus hasn't performed any exorcisms. He hasn't healed anyone. He may not have given a single sermon. And yet, all Jesus has to do is say to the fishermen he encounters, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And they drop everything and follow him. And these were not weekend fishermen practicing catch and release on stocked rainbow trout in the Pawtucket River. Sorry, the Pawcatuck River. I got to get my rivers right. This was their livelihood. And in the case of James and John, their father's livelihood too. Something about Jesus caused them to give themselves over fully to him. Or did they? In 1796, an English doctor named Edward Jenner tested a theory he developed. He had noticed that milkmaids who contracted cowpox proved to be immune from smallpox, a similar but much deadlier disease. That year, he intentionally infected a subject with a small dose of cowpox, and the person was subsequently shown to be immune to smallpox. Jenner went on to successfully vaccinate so many people to smallpox that an English rabbi at the time pronounced him as one of the righteous among the nations. Jenner had had a hunch, and he followed that hunch, and he was proven right. Vaccines worked. The world was made a safer and better place. Now, before testing his hunch, Dr. Jenner had not known for sure that such vaccines would work, but he wanted a healthier world, and he suspected a path to that world. And so he walked down that path, and the new world was at the end of that path. Did Peter and Andrew and James and John know that Jesus was the Messiah on that day by the shores of the Sea of Galilee? They likely hadn't seen Jesus do anything. They hadn't heard a single beatitude. And if indeed these fishermen had never seen Jesus before that day, I don't think it was simply that Jesus was able to draw them away from their fishing nets and their father, as though they were hypnotized by his commanding presence. Jesus was many things: teacher, Messiah, Prince of Peace, Son of God. But he wasn't a hypnotist. They were not compelled to follow Jesus. These fishermen we meet in today's gospel passage, who would become disciples and apostles, were living in Roman-occupied Palestine, waiting for the world to change and for the Messiah who would accomplish it. When Jesus invited them to follow him, they did, not knowing for sure what they would find. This is what the Bible tells us they found. It says, "Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. They brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. These four fishermen on the Sea of Galilee were drawn to follow Jesus, having a sense deep down that he might be the Savior they were awaiting, and they were right, he was. We who want the world to change in some way, we who want our world to change in some way, we don't always know for sure how to do that. Doing what Andrew and Peter and James and John did and by following Jesus is certainly an excellent way. And we do what those disciples did in another way as well. We see a promising path, and we walk down it to see where it leads. Because if we stay where we are and never venture down a new path, it's a guarantee we won't get anywhere. And God is calling us all somewhere, near or far. Amen.